But great to hear your voice again.
Yes.
That's Bill in Franschhoek. And your time now, 18 minutes to 9. And Barbara is there. Barbara, so let's run through some of those top trending stories.
Well, you know, interestingly, my first two trending stories are sort of linked in a way. And the one is obviously about Trump, who is now the vote went through to impeach him. I mean, the historic second impeachment for a president, and more historic in the bipartisan nature of it, with 10 Republicans standing with Democrats. Obviously, it needs to go to the Senate still to be passed. But, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but in the last about 5-6, actually probably now more as time passes, 7 hours ago, Trump did make a video, a very sort of presidential video, which is being shared by the White House Twitter site, but also by quite a few more right-wing Twitter sites, because obviously he doesn't no longer has a platform there, where he says how clear he wants to be, that he condemns all violence from last week, and so on and so forth. And when you watch it, it's very hard to stomach. I mean, I get that the Trump supporters are going to probably say that I'm being biased. But, you know, after what he did, you know, before the storming of the Capitol and how he encouraged people to go down there and do what they needed to do, for him to now say that mob violence goes against everything he believes in is hard to watch. So that video is now out there with him sitting behind his Oval Office desk with a flag being very presidential, which is unusual. So I just thought I'd mention that video because people might want to see that he broke his silence finally in America, you know, last night after the impeachment vote.
There's a prospect that he'll get a conviction in the Senate. So that's going to be interesting. Yep. But this is the price you pay for sending those hillbillies into the Capitol. It was not just him and Giuliani as well.
Yes, but now sitting there behind the desk saying this is never, you know, this is not what was intended. And of course it was. So interestingly, moving on to the second trending hashtag, which people are linking to the first, is hashtag we are removing a dictator. So some people are saying, you know, it's a funny sort of mirroring parallel between what's happening in the US and what's happening currently in Uganda as they go to their presidential election today. Obviously, the situation there, that trending hashtag has been one that has been ongoing by the opposition party led by Bobby Wine, who is the former pop star who has been in opposition to the incumbent president there, who's been in power for 35 years, 5 terms in office, and really he's been there since 1986. Sorry, he's running for his 6th term, and there's never been any way that anyone has been able to oppose him. So now the UN observers are not going to be able to go in there. It's now been reported. So let's see what happens. I mean, I don't want to be unhopeful about what happens in Uganda, but that hashtag is trending with younger people in the country trying to hopefully see that there's going to be some kind of change in Uganda. I mean, people there who were born when this man was in power and are now adults.
Yeah.
So, now listen. Yeah, that's not a good situation.
All right. So, Heather, hold on. Heather's a Trump supporter. And she should like to. Yeah, no, we love them. I did send a message to all my Trump supporters on Facebook.
Please tune in.
And I said, anybody who's following me on Facebook, who's a Trump supporter, can unfollow me immediately after that, after what happened at the Capitol. But anyway, Heather, good morning.
Morning, Kino.
Hi.
I'd like to comment on Barbara's comment that you made that Trump provoked those people. That is so untrue and such lies. Because clearly, even all the media stations are playing, he clearly said, we are peacefully going to walk. He did not provoke anybody to go and riot. So that is...
Did you hear the whole speech?
Yes, I heard the whole speech. I follow Trump all the time. And he will be president. He's going to be president. So to all the Trump haters out there, on the 20th, he will be president.
Oh, gee whiz.
Watch and learn.
Heather, sorry. I mean, what?
The God of the Bible, he's putting him in charge. And all the media that have lied and caused all
any
this
God,
in the world.
Listen, let me tell you this.
Until the 20th and after, Kino, you know, be careful what you say.
Now, hold on, Heather. Just say something quickly. Any God who put that imbecile in charge of the United States is not a God of mine.
Definitely, you're worshipping Satan. You're definitely right.
No, I'm worshipping. I don't know what God you're worshipping, but we're not worshipping the same one.
Watch what happens, Kino. Really, watch what happens on the 20th, and to those people.
Can I phone you on the 21st, Heather? Will you pick up your phone?
And listen. I don't believe that he's going to be. It's from the 20th onwards, but Biden is going to be kicked out, and Trump will be president.
And you got that from the Bible.
No, I didn't get that from the Bible. That comes from the prophets of God that talk on this. Those who are following God and listen to God, he will be.
Which prophet? Which prophet is this?
Okay. You need to follow God, first of all, Kino, and you clearly
now, I believe in God. I prayed when I was in hospital. People prayed for me. I believe that worked, but I'm a level-headed Christian.
But you wouldn't be spreading lies, because can I tell you what? There are media channels that are spreading the truth about Trump. All the Americans voted for him when they found out all the lies on CNN and the likes of your radio station that from day one has been preaching hate speech against Trump.
The guy's an idiot.
Lies.
He's an idiot and an imbecile. I mean, come on.
And you're an idiot and an imbecile, and you will be dealt with. Trust me.
Okay, Barbara. Let's hear what Barbara has to say.
Kino, you know, I just wanted to say that when Trump actually spoke, you know, after the Capitol was attacked, and he said to these men and women who went in there in a violent way, armed, he said, "You're very special." And he said, "You know, we love you." Now, I just want to know whether he heard him say that.
That's not true. That's not the way we heard it. That's misinformation.
He said, "We love you. You're very special."
No, that's not what he said. And by the way, that was the Democrats, Antifa, and Black Lives That Matter protesters. It's been proven. The proof is there, but you don't want to see it.
Trump,
I can send you the proof.
He's seen in the video, a global strategy. You're very special, and we love you. To the people that stormed the Capitol, and yet when Black Lives Matter protesters were anywhere near there, they were stopped in their tracks. And I don't understand that comparison. But let's each agree to disagree.
And he tells people, let's also not forget how he riles people up, Heather, telling them that they've won the election. They've won it by a landslide.
And that it was stolen from them.
And it was stolen from them. I mean, that's the biggest load of hogwash.
Has proved that.
Anyway, but Barbara, one quick one, then we're going to go to Dr. Keith Kluter.
Keith Kluter will be far better place to say what I'm about to say. And all I wanted to end with was just saying the latest COVID stats in the country are, you know, something we need to be looking at. 806 more deaths reported. That's a high number. 18,555 new confirmed infections. I just wanted to sort of mention that as we look at quite alarming up and down numbers. And hopefully Dr. Kluti can actually shine some light on those trends.
If anybody can, it's the good Dr. Kluti.